Madam Clerk, please call item 8.
Item number 8 from the Director of Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a verbal status update on the WRTP Big Step Ready to Work initiative, including program goals, budget outcomes, and detailed reporting requirements. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Tafora. You're going to defer to Mr. Ray?
I am for now.
All right, Mr. Ray.
excuse me. Madam Chairwoman, Supervisors, our office has completed our review of this contract. We've made a lot of what I would call less substantial revisions and a couple of more substantial revisions. The review was just completed over the weekend. And I need to share this now with Big Step to get their comments. One of the main things that we wanted to add in here is to try and draft some sort of limitation on how much of the funds can be used for what I would call overhead or administrative expenses so that the funds don't get siphoned off for things other than programming. And we have a proposed language which is rather simple, and we need Big Step's reaction to that. Most of the other provisions I don't think will be controversial. We are asking them to hire an outside auditor to provide quarterly audits, performance and financial audits to both us and the county board, us being the Economic Development Department and the county board. And I don't think they'll have a problem with that, but we haven't gotten their reaction to that yet either. So my intention is at the end of the meeting to email this over to Big Step and get their comments.
Thank you for your work over the weekend. Appreciate that. I did hear from Mr. Buford that he would not be able to be at the committee today, so he's not available to have any comments. There is someone here on his behalf. If you want to come up and introduce yourself, please, we'll ask you to fill out a card later.
Thank you, Madam. Supervisors, Matt Walsh, Director of Business Administration at WRTP Big Step. Like they mentioned, we have not seen any of the findings or resolutions that they've made. So until we review that, I don't really think we have much of a comment.
All right. Supervisor Lipscomb, did you want to make some comments?
Briefly, I guess. I do appreciate the work so that there was at least an update today, because had that review not happened over the weekend, there wouldn't have been much of an update. I just want to, for the record, make sure that the department is saying that that any of the reservations they'd expressed previously, that they believe that those things have now been worked out in this agreement. And then if we could just get some clarification as to why an outside auditor is required to be hired out of the contract rather than just using our internal audit function to provide that administrative oversight.
All right, that's a question. Mr. Tafora, are you prepared to answer the question? Mr. Grady?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, sure. After the last committee cycle, I expressed concerns economic development had with checks and balances and oversight. I mean, this is fairly something new to us. So what we did is we went on two paths. We've met with outside individuals, outside nonprofits that have been doing workforce development for many, many, many years on a much larger scale than what we're doing, and got their input on how to make the program better. We then had the county executive and those people reach out to the author to suggest maybe this is how we can make it better. Those were declined. At the same time, I was asked to go to meet with DAS as well as Corporation Council to see how to make the policy that was given to us as best as it could be. And so what we did is Corporation Council and DAS and Economic Development came up with, I think it was those two suggestions to change the contract, that verbiage. And so that's what Corporation Council was working on over this weekend. And I to address Supervisor Lipscomb, I think once the contract is approved from Corporation Council, given given the directive from the budget that was the policy that was set by the supervisors and the amount of time that we've had, that as of right now this is the best case that we could submit.
Supervisor Bone wanted to have a comment. Supervisor Bone, Supervisor Mayo, and then okay. Supervisor Lipscomb, I will let you have a comment.
Clarified.
Supervisor Bone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to reiterate the process that the extended process that we're going through trying to approve this contract. It's been a long time that we are still at a point where we don't have a finalized contract coming to this body to be approved. There was work done over the weekend and last week, and I believe we're really at the stage of really finalizing this. But it sounds like an outside auditor is a little excessive. I believe we have an adequate auditing department that can handle a number of contracts and things that we have internally. So it seems that part is excessive. But I'd like to also motion to lay the item over till the specific July 23rd special meeting, and that would give the Ready to Work organization, DBRTP, Big Step, to approve and get their thoughts in so we can finalize the contract.
This is strictly an action item at this point?
Or information.
I'm sorry. An informational item, not an action item.
Otherwise directed by committee. It says information otherwise directed by committee.
Unless otherwise moved. So Supervisor Motion, Supervisor Bowen, you're asking for a motion for a special committee. Is that your...
To take it up at the special meeting, if that's possible.
My understanding, if I can interrupt, my understanding of the motion is it's a motion to lay over the informational item that's on your agenda to the next meeting of the committee, which happens to be a special meeting.
And that would be inappropriate.
Yes. It's still an informational item. But
let me ask this question. When we were at agenda setting, you did not have the contract completed at that point. You're stating with the work over the weekend, you now have a contract completed, but it hasn't been referred yet to Mr. Buford and his organization for their review. Is that where we are?
Essentially, yes.
Supervisor Mann.
Madam Chair, first I would like to find out, how can you lay over a verbal report to a committee? I never heard of that before. I just only got a verbal report.
There's
you're
no
laying over the item. You're laying over the item.
He said report. Right. There's no, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. There's no report in front of us.
There is a verbal.
A verbal report. So unless you have a written report in front of us, how can you lay it over? And our corporate counselors are giving us bad information. I'm sorry. Unless we have a report that we can lay over. Now I understand if he says bring this. He would like to have this item on the special agenda, I understand that. But if you don't have a report, and that's just why I was going to ask the question, I don't have anything in front of me to really ask. And I'm glad they gave me information about, they have concerns about the contract. I hope they really will meet with the authors of the of this report, because this is very important. Milwaukee County is making a big step. And I hope, I'm just asking everybody come to the table on this, because this is very good. But you can't lay over a verbal. And Madam Chair.
Yes.
Counsel, no, you can't lay over no verbal report. And you don't have it in front of you.
Thank you. Mr. Grady, would you like to respond to Supervisor Mayo with regard to laying over a verbal report?
Madam Chairwoman, I understood the motion to be to lay the item over. I mean, that's the way I understand all layover motions. It's not to lay over a piece of an agenda item, it's to lay the agenda item over. That's what's before you as an agenda item, and you're laying it over so that it's on the next agenda. It's not laying over a verbal report. It's not laying over a written report. It's not laying over a piece of paper is laying the item on the agenda over.
Over to the, be taken up at the special meeting.
Yes.
All right. Supervisor Mayo.
I just want to come back and Madam Chair. I understand what he said, not a piece of paper, but if this states a verbal report, again, the item is a verbal report.
So the item will be a verbal report at the next meeting.
Let me ask a real
question. You can't lay over a verbal report at the next meeting.
Supervisor Mayo, please.
Since you want to be on smart ass.
Real practical question here. We have made progress. There at least is now a contract. It needs to go back to Mr. Buford and his organization. I have not seen any written documents, Supervisor Mike.
Madam Chairman, I have copies if you'd like.
Is it going to be feasible that there will be a response and a formal action item to be taken up prior to the next board meeting? Forget the special meeting for a moment. Prior to our next board meeting.
The full board meeting?
Yes.
The county board? Obviously, it's going to depend on what response we get, but I would be hopeful that we could have an action item by the board meeting. Yes.
Here's what I'd like to suggest. If you do get a formal contract that is at least agreed to between the parties, you will update the chair, and I'd be willing to call a special meeting prior to the full board meeting on board day. Supervisor Bowen, would that satisfy your concern?
That would, and I would, if that's the case, I'd retract my
because there's
motion.
There's no need to lay this over if we're not going to have the progress. I did not call, nor am I going to participate in the special meeting. That's why I'm making the accommodation. If that's satisfactory with everyone, we can proceed with that understanding. Supervisor Lipscomb?
That's satisfactory to me, Madam Chair. In fact, it perhaps could work better because at this stage, the two ways to get the item before the full board would be an action of the committee or resolution under suspension, both of which require two-thirds. So if we could actually get an item in front of the committee in a special meeting, that would be preferable.
Mr. Green.
Just a procedural point. I think it's going to be two-thirds either way because it's going to be an action item by the committee either. Whether if the committee acts in the committee, it'll be by the committee, it will require suspension of the rules on the board floor, or if it's offered on the board floor as an initial matter, it's going to require two-thirds suspension of the rules.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves because as we're seeing, it's not always that easy to get contracts put together. And if it's not done by the full board date, then it should be put through the proper process referral where you're going to have then the regular referral process. Supervisor Lipscomb, as you know, I have cooperated in placing this. I will continue to cooperate in that regard. If we can do it through the normal course, that may actually be the better way to do it, but I will be willing to place this for a special item on the agenda if we actually have the two sides telling us we have a contract to look at. Mr. Grady.
If I may, Madam Chair, I'd like to go back to the substantive question that was asked about the audit provision.
All right.
And address that. This contract, or this policy, whatever you want to call it, was referred to Corp Counsel and others at the June meeting of this committee. And there was a discussion, based on my notes, about checks and balances and oversight, and we wanted to ensure it was proper compliance and appropriate use of the funds. And so the referral was to Corporation Counsel. The wording was to be sure financial oversight and program evaluations are addressed. And so in the context of that, is where it wasn't my idea, but the idea came up of having an outside auditor provide quarterly audits of the program to ensure that oversight. Now, there is always the standard audit provision that gives the county board and the auditors the right to audit at any time, but this would be a regular quarterly audit of the program by an outside agency, something that audit wouldn't normally do on a going forward basis every quarter. Obviously, if the board committee and the board think that's overkill, it's your decision, and we would remove it. But that's why it was put in there, is because it is a nonprofit agency, and we just added that as an extra layer of oversight. I heard the concern, and so that's why it was added. It is unusual. I will grant you that.
All right, thank you. Supervisor Mann.
Madam Chair, I would like to ask the Corp Counsel. With the audit, will they actually, will the county pay for it or the nonprofit pay for it, and who will pick the auditor?
Madam Chair, the audit will be paid for from the funds of the contract.
Okay.
It is exempted from the limitation on administrative expenses, so but it will come from the funds of the contract. And I'm drawing a blank on who selects. They were going to select them subject to Milwaukee County's approval. That's the way it's written.
Okay. If you want to, if you decide that's the way of the committee, I prefer to go on a quarter, not a quarter basis, biannual basis, so we can see exactly what the funding is every 6 months to do checks and balances that way. And I think the issue is who picks the auditor and how much expense will that cost, because most of it has been going towards the employees and puts them in there. I have no problem with an audit, but make sure that we be fair about the whole situation. And will our auditor be also doing checks and balances, or are we just going to use this outside auditor? That's another question.
Mr. Grady, I don't know that we want to write contract language here, but can you satisfy Supervisor Mann?
Madam Chair, with respect to the six-month suggestion, in the absence of hearing anything to the contrary from the rest of the members of the committee, I will change it from quarterly to biannual. With respect to our audit department, they would not normally do it unless they saw a particular reason to do it or unless they were directed to do it. And so normally in a contract like this, they wouldn't do an audit at all, maybe until after the conclusion, but otherwise they wouldn't do one.
Okay.
So this is would be something in addition to that.
Mr. Grady, if you would let us know at least 24 hours in advance of the full board meeting whether it's even possible to schedule that. And
okay.
I'd like to move on then.
I understand that too, but we spent a lot of time on this a year or so ago. Maybe you and I were the only ones that didn't vote for the million, or maybe I was the only one that didn't vote for $1 million. I thought we spent too much on this contract. I visited Big Step. I think this is an area we have to go. They have some very tough clientele they have to work with and a very big job. Their record is great, Big Step. I have no problems with anything. This is the group that should do it. My only question always was is that, and I hope people take this right, is that we've had problems in this area before on accountability, and are we getting money for what we pay for? And again, I'm looking out for the county, as we're all supposed to do. So this was very popularly passed by the board. I was for the contract, just like we talked about some things today. I was for this contract going through, but not to the large amount of it, because I was always been concerned about, are we getting the bang for our buck? I mean, you know, how many jobs are really going to be created in the county? I mean, we talked about our parks department, and we're losing employees, so I always had that problem with it. Okay, not that we shouldn't be spending money, should be spending that much money. And I'm not, say no objection, I would like to see quarter, not biannual, by the way. I mean, this is a big step, okay, no pun intended, because it is important to move in this area. We want jobs, okay. But again, and I know I've repeated myself maybe several times today, but, you know, it's what's in it, you know, we're trying to look out for the county here. And what exactly we will get from this. And there's been questions, I'm sorry, in the past on workforce development and, you know, how good a deal we've gotten in the past. It's not Big Step's problem. It's not their fault, okay, because I think they've been outside that process. They have a good track record. So the county has spoken. They want this contract, fine. But I want to make sure that these other questions that have unfortunately cropped up, and they're the ones who have to bear the burden of that responsibility to make sure this is different than what we've seen in the past, and that's my whole point from the very beginning.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's move on. Final comment, and then we're going
to
move on.
Madam Chair, if I can, just to draw the connection, I think the reason for the quarterly auditing was that there was quarterly payments contemplated, and so the idea was at each time that they're drawing that there would be an analysis of their reporting. So I think that was appropriate.
Hopefully the parties can discuss it. If they get an agreement, then they can bring it back as a recommendation on why they're doing it that way.
Thank you. My main point, though, in asking about why they had gone to that process was I wanted to elicit a response from the administration relative to whether this, in fact, solves previously stated issues about reporting requirements. And so I would like them to give a more enthusiastic response that this is something they arrived at to resolve those previous reservations. I also would like some clarification. Something was said by Mr. Tafora that sounded like the county executive had proposed something to me and that I rejected it. I think what he was actually saying was that there was a thought about having some outside agency do something, and they have rejected that. So there's nothing that has been proposed to me. There's no cooperation that was proposed that I have rejected.
Okay, so please have that input. They're going to work out that contract. If they get it done, they'll bring it back. They've heard that. I'm actually impressed that we got some progress, that there's a contract that we can now give over to them. So let's leave it at that. I am committed to calling the special meeting if they get it done. I'm going to move on.
One more question.
All right, Supervisor Meehl, you're going to get the last question.
Well, and thank you, Madam Chair. My simple is the only issue now we have is just the audit, dealing with the audit. Is there any other issues within this contract so we can, so we know if there's a meeting, we should crop up so we know deal with that.
Madam Chair,
yeah.
The problem is, I can't really answer that because they
haven't
seen it, so I don't know what
the questions are. All right, thank you, everyone. Madam Clerk, please call item 9.